In Philippians chapter 3 and verse 13, Paul writes this: "Forgetting what is behind and straining towards what is ahead, I press on towards the goal to win the prize for which God has called me heavenwards in Christ Jesus." That last song, we spoke about God as the potter and giving our lives that he might mold us. And sometimes things can be put right quite easily. We can be molded into the new thing that God wants for us. Some things are harder, even impossible, for us to put right. But God can take even those things that are impossible for us to put right. He can give us a new start. So I'd like you to take hold of your stone. First, find your stone. Did that's this one yours?
Is that one yours?
Yeah. Lynn's is over there, look. Yeah, all right. So take hold of your stone. It's a bit cold, isn't it? Hold it in your hand. So we're going to use this stone as a symbol. So it stands for something else. We're going to pretend it's something else. Okay, so we're going to hold that in our hands, and it's going to stand for the hard things that we can't put right, that we can't change. And we're going to pray that God will show us what those hard things are in our lives. It may be that this morning you came in, you didn't really think there was anything that you needed to be changed. But I think there's something in each of us that God wants us to be willing to hand over to him this morning. So I'm going to lead us in a prayer. So if you'd like to close your eyes, hold on to the stone, and we're going to pray. Lord, we're praying that you'd show us where these hard things are in our lives. Lord Jesus, please show us these things, where we find it difficult to be made new. Things that are hard to forget. Mistakes that we've made. Things that we've done wrong. Ways that we've hurt others. Ways others have hurt us. Things that have happened to us that we just don't understand. Things that are hard to leave behind. People that we need to let go. In all this, Lord, we pray that you would help us to see what we need to let go of today. Amen.
Okay, so I'm just going to give you a moment to read it, please. just so you know what you're saying. Don't feel you have to say this if you don't want to. Okay, this is up to you. So if you'd like to join with me, we'll say together. I commit to leaving behind those things, actions, and worries that hinder me. I resolve to allow God to lead me, teach me, and use me for his glory in the next year through the power of his Holy Spirit. The old has gone, the new has come. And even when I fail, I will remember that our God is a God of new beginnings, and I will come to him again. So, you have your stone. Just a reminder, an explanation again, in case you phased out at the wrong moment. We all do that sometimes, don't we? I'll explain what we're going to do. It's a symbolic response. The stone has no power. But please take this opportunity. I know that some may think this is a bit silly or pointless, and I have been there in the past until I tried it out and found it had quite a lot of power, actually. But I refer you to the Bible, because there's an awful lot of symbolic response in worship in the Bible, and it's God's design, actually. That is God's design. So if you've got a problem with this, then take it up with God, because God thinks it's a good idea. And I'm not going to argue with him, although I did once. So, the stones represent that thing or those things in our lives that we cannot change. They're hard. Maybe it's something we've done. Maybe it's something that has happened to us and we've regretted it and we can't let go of it. Whatever it is, we're stuck. And we all have those times in our lives, if we're honest. The things that are unchangeable, the things that seem unforgivable. But the good news is that God can forgive them. God can redeem them. God can even use them. So if God hasn't revealed to you yet what it is you might be hanging on to, that you might not be able to let go of, then just come and do this response as a opening up to God to say, I'm going to listen to you this week and I'm going to be open to you telling me what to leave behind. What is the hard place in my life that you need to deal with? So, okay, this is for all of us. So if you would bring the stone and leave it at the foot of the cross. Okay. Not yet, Annie. Not yet. Sorry. Wait for it. we're going to have a video, which I hope you will find helpful, and give you a space then to do this. But if you would bring the stone, leave it at the foot of the cross, then turn your back on it. A symbolic response that you're going to let it go. That's quite hard sometimes, but. And then we're going to ask Annie if she would give you a bookmark as you turn your back on it. If you can get a bookmark from Annie and take that back to your seats with you.
In the book of Lamentations, chapter 3 and verse 22, it says of this, because of the Lord's great love, we are not consumed, for his compassions never fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. So this invitation to start new does not depend on us being good enough, but on God's love being enough. He is able to offer a new start this morning. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for the opportunity to offer to you the hard things in our life. Thank you that you are always dependable and your love never fails. Thank you that you will go with us in this year, making us new. Amen.
So, you have your bookmark. This is Chris's bit. Shall I say it? So, please take the bookmark home. And if you want to make that declaration your own, then please write your name on it and keep it somewhere where you will see it during the year to remind you. Okay. Let's remain standing as we say this together. We could have it up. Okay, so if you can join me with the bold, and I will say the other part in italics. People of the world, it's time to celebrate new beginnings. We step into the new year with faith. People of faith, it is time to look ahead in hope. We step into the unknown with hope. People of hope, it is time to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. We step forward together as God's family. Amen. Amen. So we invite you to join us for coffee in the back here. And thank you so much for taking part and being here this morning. God bless you in this new year.